The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata, Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen.
Dav Kufhet. Today's daf is being studied. L'ilu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tanichanu, Begin Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Rifu'ah Shirema, Dina Bat Sara, Enna Refanada, Rifu'at Nefesh, Rifu'at Guf, Rifu'at Kerubad Abo. V'chin Yirasom and Omar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Zayin Amud Bet, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Dora Mabul, Enna Emchelek Le'olam Abba. That's the generation of the flood. They have no chalek le'olam abba. Ve'en omdim bedin. Nor are they going to rise up for tahiyat ha'metim in order to be judged according to their deeds. Shne'emar, lo yadun ruhi ba'adam le'olam. Lo din ve'lo ruach. Lo din ve'lo ruach. As she says, שאין עומדים בדין ואין להם רוח להיות עם הצדיקים שיש להם חלק. No judgment, they're not going to stand for judgment, they're not going to be in עולם הבא. דור הפלגה, that's the generation that built the tower of Babel. אין להם חלק לעולם הבא. שנאמר, ויפץ השם אותם משם על פני כל הארץ, ויפץ השם אותם בעולם הזה, ומשם הפיצם השם לעולם הבא. Okay, double language there. As she says, "Vayafetz Hashem otam u'misham efitzam." Vayafetz ba'olam hazeh, u'misham efitzam ba'olam haba. And she said, "Dom, ein lahem chalek le'olam haba." Shne'emar, and she said, "Dom, ra'im v'chata'im la'Hashem me'od. Ra'im ba'olam hazeh, v'chata'im le'olam haba. Aval omdim b'din." However, they're going to stand around the Yom HaDin. Which is, even though they got the punishment by Olam HaZeh, they're going to get punished by Olam HaBa because they were Rishayim, even worse than Dora Mabul. Tazkir HaBa, Chabeda Me'od. So they're going to get worse. They got the punishment in this world, and they're Mechalek Olam HaBa, but they're going to be standing for judgment. Get more punishment. That's what it means. About Umdim Bedin. They get more stuff. Not enough what they got in this world, Anshe Sedom. Dora Babu, they got the stuff in this world. And they're not going to stand next to the Tzaddikim and Allah Mabba. But they got their punishment already in this world. But Dora Sedom, they still have to pay even in the future. They have a stricter judgment. Rabbi Nehemiah Omer, Elu ve'elu en Umdim Bedin. Both Dora Mabul and Anshe Sedom, they're not going to stand in judgment b'sha'at tahiyat ha'metim. Okay, so he's arguing with him on Dora Mabul, Dora Palak, Dora Sedom. Shne'emar al ken lo yakumu resha'im b'mishpat v'chata'im ba'adat tzaddikim. Al ken lo yakumu resha'im b'mishpat, ze Dora Mabul, v'chata'im ba'adat tzaddikim elu Anshe Sedom. Good. Now she says, "Lo yakumu resha'im dora mabul." Tichtiv bihu ki rabba ra'at adam. Cause them resha'im. La hatayim anshe sedom. Tichtiv bihu ra'im v'hatayim. Amru lo. So they told them. Na'achemim told Rabbi Nehemia, "Enam omdim ba'adat tzaddikim." All it means the pasuk is to say, they're not going to stand ba'adat tzaddikim in olam haba, aval omdim ba'adat resha'im. But they're going to stand in the adab de resha'im, which is they're going to rise to tahiyat ha'metim, and they're going to be judged with the rest of the resha'im. Yakum ba'adat tzaddikim, but ba'adat resha'im yakum. When the resha'im rise up for tahiyat ha'metim to be judged again, they're going to rise up again. Okay, it's a big mahalakar over here. Are they going to be judged again or not? Skip the Meragirim, because that's not our text according to this Mishnah. Dora Midbar. Ain lam halik la'olam abba. Dora Midbar. Ve'ain u'amdim bedin. And there's no judgment for them after. No ta'ayat amitim, no judgment. Why Dora Midbar? That's because of the Meragirim. Because they sent the spies. Shneimar ba Midbar azay yitamu v'sham yamutu. The Vrei Rabbi Akiva. יתאמו ושם ימותו. רבי אלעזר אומר, עליהם הוא אומר, רבי אלעזר says no, רבי אליעזר says no. דור המדבר יש שם חניך למה, שנאמר, אספו לי חסידיי, קורתי בריתי על זבח. אספו לי חסידיי, that's דור המדבר, they call חסידיי, קורתי בריתי, they're the ones that made the brit with God at Har Sinai, when they brought the קורבנות. So God says, Isfuli, come to me. Me and you have Olam Abba. So it's about looking if Dora Midbar has Olam Abba or not. Isfuli, come gather to me. Adat Korach, Ena Atida La'alot. Korach and his group, they're not going to come out of the ground. Shere Emar, Batechas Alehem Aris, Ba'olam Azeh, Vayovidu Mitoch Kahal La'olam Abba. Covering the ground, and they lost them the Kahal. Mem Ba'olam Azeh, Ba'olam Abba. Devere Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ezra Omer, עליהם הוא אומר, השם ממית ומחיה, מוריד שאול ויעל. מוריד שאול, he brings people from the depths, ויעל, he's going to lift them up. That's referring to Korach. That's a machloket, if Korach is going to come back or not as well. Okay, we start the Gemara. תענו רבנן, דור המבול, אין להם חלק לעולם הבא, שנאמר, וימח את כל היקום אשר על פני האדמה. And the pasuk says, "Vayimachu min ha'aretz." Vayimach at kol hayikum. They were raised. Ba'olam hazeh. Vayimachu min ha'aretz. Le'olam haba. Devrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beitera omer, "Lo chayin." They're not going to rise up for tachiyat ha'metim. Ve'lo nidunin. They're not going to be judged on yom hadin. Hegadol. Shne'emar, "Lo yadon ruhi ba'adam." Le'olam. Lo din ve'lo ruach. Which means they're not going to rise with the Antimetim, no Ruah, no spirit, but no Deen. They got their judgment already. Devar Achayel lo yadun ruhi, shelo ten nishmatan choseret lindana. That their neshama is never going to go back to its case. They're not going to be zochet to Antimetim. That's why I'm lo yadun ruhi. I'm not going to put the Ruah in the nidana. That's the case, the nartik. No ta'ayat ha'metim for them. Rabbi Menachem b'Rabbi Yosef omer, afilu b'sha'a shekadosh b'ruchu ma'chzin l'shon l'fgarim metim, even when God's going to make ta'ayat ha'metim, nishmatam kasha la'e b'gehinnam. Well, then the neshama is still going to be burning in Gehinnam. Shne'emar, taharu, hashash, תלדו קש, רוחכם אש תוכלכם. תארו איזה מלשון הריון, like to conceive. חשש is תבן, it's like straw. תלדו קש, you're going to give birth to straw. רוחכם אש תוכלכם. Meaning your bodies are going to be like straw that are very easily burnt. But your neshama is going to be consumed by fire from the inside. And the goof on the outside. Well, so what is he coming to say, this Rabbi Menachem? Rabbi Menachem cholek al Rabbi Yehuda ben Beitera, so ben shashidur mabul enam kamim tchata betim. Lefi Rabbi Menachem him achik yakumu. According to this opinion, they are going to come back for tchata betim. Ela shebidat on shem tehe kashem mishar isha'im. Shenishmatam tisrof et gufam. Wow, the neshama is going to burn their body. Okay, different opinions. I'm saying they're not going to come back. They are going to come back. They're going to get judged. They're going to get burnt. All based on different pesukim over here. Tarabbanan, Dora Mabul, lo nitga'u, ela b'shvil tova sheshpia lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only reason why they became ba'alei ga'ava is because of the rov tova, the prosperity that they got. ומה כתיב בהם? בתיהם שלום מפחד. There was no mazikim, they had shalom in their homes. Ve'lo shevet eloa alehem, there was no puranut. Uchtiv, shoro ibar. I guess the animals gave birth. Ve'lo yegil. The palet parato, the cows were giving birth in the right time. Ve'lo teshakel, there was no miscarriages. Everything was going good for them. Uchtiv, yishalichu chason avilehem. They sent their sheep out. V'yeldehem yirakedun, and the children of the sheep were just frolicking in the fields. Well, the children were like sheep. They weren't scared. They would send their kids out without any shemirah. There was no mazikim. There was no danger for them. They lived a very good life. Uchtiv, yisu betof. They're singing songs. Take out the drums. V'chinor, the harp, the violin. V'yismichu lekol ugab. Uchtiv, yichalu yimehem batov. Ushnehem b'ne'imim. They spent their days with good and the years with pleasantness. Uchtiv, ubrega. At the time that they were supposed to die, she'ol yihatu, they would die in a second without any yisurim. Their lives were good, their deaths were good. Vihi garma, so that all that goodness that God gave to that generation, yigarma she'amru la'el, they said, sur miminu, leave us, v'da'ad derachecha lo hafatznu, we're not interested in your ways. Ma shaddai, what benefit do we have from God by serving Him? Umanu'il ki nifga'bo. What benefit do we have to pray to Him? Amru, klum sirichim anu, lo. Ela letipas shel geshamim. The only thing we need from God is rain. It's the only thing we can't do. But you know what? Even that we don't need. Yesh lanu ne'arot u'ma'yanot, she'anu mistapikim bahim. We have enough rivers, we have enough lakes, we can get the water from there. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, בתורה שהשפעתי להן, all the shefa, the water that I gave them, and the נהרות, and the springs, and that's why they got all this good life. בם מכעיסין אותי, that's what they're coming against me with the water, they don't need the water, they don't need it. The stuff that I gave them, that's what they're using to rebel against me. ובא אני דן אותם, I'm going to go judge them with the water itself, שנאמר, ואני הנני מביא את המבול מים. רבי יוסי אומר, אמר, דור המבול לא נתגעו אלא בשביל גלגל העין שדומה למים. They looked at with their eyes, they saw all the goodness that they had, and therefore they went after their eyes and they started to commit adultery. I guess the center of the eye looks like water. שגלגל העין שדומה למים. נצי, שנאמר, it says in the pasuk, that they saw the בנות האדם, ויקחו להם נשים מכל אשר בחרו. They married whoever they wanted, מכל אשר בחרו, even אשת איש. Even the חשובים, that's what they all went after they became corrupt. לפיכך דנו אותם במים, שדומה לגלגל העין. So God judged them with water, with the wellsprings of water that came from under the ground. Shedomeh legalgal ha'ayin. Which means, just like the wellsprings, they come from a small little hole under the ground. So the eyes also, they produce tears, which is like water from a small tear duct. It's like a midah keneged midah shene'emar. Nibki'u kol ma'ayinot tom rabba v'arubot ha'shamayim niftahu. They went after their eyes. The eyes also has water. I guess the tears come from the eye. Okay. They went after their eyes that's domain to water. So therefore God went after them also with water. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Dora Mabul, Berabba, Kilkilu. Ubrabani donu. Their sin was Rabbah, midami Rubah, in a great way. And therefore they got judged by Rabbah in a great way. But Rabbah kilkul shlema v'yad Hashem ki Rabbah ra'at Adam. Pasuk says, Rabbah ra'at Adam, the ra'ah was very, very great. Ubrabani donu, shneyamar kol ma'yenot te'om Rabbah. Midah kereg midah, Rabbah Rabbah. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, shiloshan nishtayiru mehem. There's still three wells or wellsprings that are still around today from the Dor HaMabul that are still active. Biluad Gader, Hamet Beria, Ve'enyar Bati Debiram. Okay, these are three ones. Biluad Gader, Hamet Beria, which we know that's Tiberias hot springs, and Enyar Bati, the great spring of Biram. Okay, so those are the springs that are still around. Ki yishchit kol basar et darko ala aris. To the times of the Mabul, it says what happened. Ki yishchit kol basar. All of basar, all of the world, they became corrupt. Yishchit. Amar bi yuchanam melamed shehirbi'u behema al haya behaya al behema. Wow. They started to crossbreed. Behema ura haya, haya ura behema. The kol al Adam, and all the different animals with people. The Adam al kol, and man with everybody else. Both ways. Amar bi ababar kana v'chulam hazru hutz me tushlami. Which is after the Mabu was over, everybody went back to their own species, except for the tushlami, which is a type of bird. Still goes and cross breeds with all other birds. Never was able to make teshuvah. Stayed in its own, stayed in its mabul way. Tushlami bird. The end of man is here. Amar b'Yohanan, bo ure kama gadol kocha shel Hamas. Look how bad gezel is, theft when you steal. Shenedor Mabul Avru ala kol, isn't that? Dor Mabul went after everything, they transgressed everything, all the Sheva Mitzvot. Velo nechtam alem gezal dinam ad shepashu idem begazel. What sealed their fate? Gezel. Shreemar ki imala aris Hamas. Bepenem. The Hamas is the theft. Ve'ininim mashchitam et ha'aris. And because of that, ininim mashchitam going to destroy the land. V'chtiv, Hamas kam lemate resha. לא מהם ולא מהמונם ולא מהם ולא נוע בהם. מה זה אמין? אמר בן עזר מלמד שזקף עצמו כמקל. The Hamas stands up in front of God like a stick. ועמד לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ועמד לפני הרבו של עולם. לא מהם, not from the דור המבול, ולא מהמונם, not from the earth, masses of people, ולא מהם מהם, not from their money, they don't know about him. Ve'en echad mehem ha'nemshach achar Hashem roten lev letkarev elav. Okay, what does that teach us, that pasuk? That the midat ha'din of Kiviyach, the Hamas, stood up in front of God, and he said, nothing belongs to them. Lo mehem, nothing that they have is theirs. Velo ma'amunam, none of their money belongs to them. Velo mehem mehem, velo noah bahem. And nobody's going after Hashem to come close to him. It seems whatever they were doing made a hashpa'ah, he says in the Al-Yonim. The Malach, I guess, was the Malach of Hamas testified against them. That nothing belongs to them. Everything is... Everything is stolen. Okay. Rashi, look at Rashi in the second column. Shizakaf haHamas atzmo. The Hamas itself. Kemakil, like a stick. Vainu Hamas kam lemate resha. Lemate is like a stick. Resha, to go after the Reshaim. Lo mehem en to'elet. There's no benefit to keep them in the world. Lo ba'em ve'lo ba'amonam ve'lo ba'masa'am. That's the way that she's learning. There's no benefit to keep these people alive because they're so corrupt. Talibir b'Ishmael. Af al Noah nechtach kezardin. Even Noah was hayav. The judgment was on Noah also because of the generation. Shemasachen bi'ani Hashem. But he found favor in the eyes of God. Shnei Emar, ki nihamti. I regret ki asitim. However, v'noach masachen b'nei Hashem, which means nihamti ki asitim means even Noah. But v'noach masachen b'nei Hashem. But Noah had a special clemency, as if you're reading it. Nihamti ki asitim v'noach. I regret that I created them, even Noah. But the Matzahin, because he was Matzahin, so God saved him. Vayinachem Hashem, ki asa et ha'adam ba'aretz. God regretted that he created man. Ki ata ravdimi, amar ha'kadosh baruch hu, yafeh asiti shtikanti lahem kevarot ba'aretz. I did good. That I brought the Mabul, and I caused them to be buried in the ground. Again, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yafeh Asiti. He was happy that he did it. She says, Ki nihamti yasi v'noach, Yafeh Asiti she'ibati derech Rishayim kazeh. That I destroyed the way of the Rishayim like this. Me'em mashma, how do you know the word v'yinachem is meaning he was happy? Ketiv v'achav v'yinachem Hashem. Uchtiv hatam, it says by Yosef, when the brothers were trying to appease Yosef, if the Yaakov Abinu died, they were scared that he's going to take revenge against them. So it says, "Vaynachem otam, vaydaber alibam." Vaynachem meaning he appeased them. So the same thing over here when it says, "Vaynachem Hashem," God was appeased on what he did. He was appeased that he was able to destroy the Rishayim and get rid of them. Vika de amre, as some say, God said, "Lo yafeh asiti shtikanti them kevarot ba'aris." Well, he said, "Not the way I read it." He regretted it. "Lo yafeh asiti," I didn't do good. Shtikanti lahem kevarot ba'aris. God regretted it. Kevyachod that he brought the mabul to bury them in the aris. So if they would have stayed alive, could have made teshubah. So vaynachem is lashon to regret. Two ways of learning the pasuk. Ketiv acha vayinachem uchtiv hatam. It says over there by the egel. After Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for the golden calf, vayinachem Hashem al ha'arav shedibel la'asot amu. God changed his mind. Vayinachem. So over there, just like vayinachem means regret, so tovia means he regretted it. He regretted that he did it. So the Maharsha says, the regret came before he brought the Mabul. This pasuk of Vayinachem Hashem was before he brought the Mabul. So if he regretted that he had to do it, so don't do it. So he says, V'af she'adayin lo ba Mabul, Chizbaruch Hu lo hazad bo meg Yisrael, she'itcharet al kach she'alav navi et Mabul. He was mitcharet that it came to this level that he had to bring the Mabul. She'kir ma'ata kvar lo yukhlu lashu b'tshuba. And some say, no, the pasuk was written after the Mabul. The Torah just wrote it before. It's written out of order. אלה תולדות נוח, נוח איש צדיק תמים היה בדורותיו. אמר רבי יוחנן, בדורותיו. In relative to his generation, the whole רשעים, נוח was considered צדיק תמים. ולא בדורות אחרים. But if you lived in another generation, like the generation of אברהם אבינו, that were other צדיקים, נוח wouldn't have been considered anything. ושקיש אמר בדורותיו, he was a generation, he was a צדיק in his generation, when they were all the Shaim called Sheken, Medorot Achayim. Certainly, if he lived in his generation where he didn't learn from them, and he still became a big Sadiq, called Sheken in another generation also. That's Dorshim the Shevach, Dorshim the Gnai, the two opinions. He says a pshat over here. Gam l'shtakish modeh, who's the Shakish? That's the second opinion. שאילו היה נוח חי בדורו של אברהם לא היה נחשב לכלום. He also agrees with Rabbi Yohanan. that if he wouldn't have lived in Abraham's time, he would have been nothing. Shalehu lo ya tzaddik kemoto, he was Noah, was Abraham. וגם רבי יוחנן מודד שלא היה נוח, היה בדור של צדיקים, הוא היה צדיק יותר. And רבי יוחנן היה בזה שקיש. That if Noah would have lived in another generation, he would have been a bigger צדיק. So what's the argument then? אלא שנחלקו, מה מורה המילה בדורותיו? That's the... What's the Torah coming to tell you? What's the בדורותיו trying to point out? The word בדורותיו. שבא להסביר מדוע זכה נוח לנצח. Why did Noah get saved? לדעת רבי יוחנן הוא ניצא מכיוון שלא היה צדיק ממנו באותו הדור. בדורותיו לא נוגע לצדיק. ואילו לשקיש אומר שנוע נמצא מכאן שהיה בכל להיות צדיק גדול יותר אילו היה חי בדור של צדיקים. The reason why he got saved is because if he would have lived in a different generation, he could have become greater. So that was his zechut. Everybody agrees on the facts. If he would have lived in Abraham's time, he would definitely would have been greater. Everybody agrees he wouldn't have been, never been as great as Abraham. Question one is bedorotav. What's the word bedorotav coming to tell you? Either bedorotav is coming to tell me in his generation, according to Yohanan, because there was nobody as big as a tzaddik as him in his time, his relative tzaddik. And some say no. The reason why he was saved, because if he would have been in another generation, he could have been much better. So that's a zikut for Noah as well. Amar Rabbi Hanina, mashal, the Rabbi Hanan. The mashal of Rabbi Hanan is like this. Lema davar dome, the havit shel yain shaitam unachal b'martef. You have a barrel of wine that's in the martef, in the wine cellar. Shel chometz. But you put it in the cellar of vinegar. So you have wine amongst the vinegar. Bimkoma, now, in the place of the vinegar, the hanodif. So you can smell the wine. You know it's different. Shelo bimkoma, take it out, in the hanodif. Right, which means you put the wine next to the vinegar so the wine stands out. But you take it out of it and it's a junky wine. Same thing. Noah was like a bottle of wine, a barrel of wine next to the vinegar. So he stood out. He smelled him. That's the way according to Rabbi Yochanan. It was in the generation of tzaddikim, and the wine would not have stood out. But it was in the generation of vinegar, so he stood out. Amar Voshaya, Mashal, Rishtakish, the Madavar Dome. Nesluchit shel palyaton. That's like a circa, besamim. Palyaton is besamim. שהייתה מונחה במקום התינופת, you put the besamim in a smelly place. במקומה ריחון עודף. In the smelly place the besamim gives off fragrance. כל שכן במקום הבושם. כל שכן, if you put the besamim in a fragrant place, כל שכן is going to give the smell, which means the in the רשעים where it neutralizes it, still the besamim gives off a smell. Put the besamim in a good place, certainly it's going to give off a smell. Noah and his generation was a tzaddik. Certainly if you put him in another generation, he definitely would have been better. Okay. Vayimach et kol ha'yikum asher al pnei adama. So God destroyed everything. Im adam chata behema mechata. Why did God destroy the animals? Tanam asher Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, mashal le'adam she'asa chuppa lebno. Mashal of a guy, he made a wedding, chuppa, canopy for his son, get married. Vitkin mikol mine. Sauda, he prepared a whole lavish meal. The Yami met Beno. Before the wedding, his son died. Ahmad upezeret chuppato. The father went and took apart the whole chuppah and all the Sauda. Amar, kluma asiti illa b'shvil beni. Akshav shemet chuppah lamali. Now that he's dead, what do I need the whole ceremony of the chuppah? Afakad baruchu amar, kluma barati behema v'chayah b'shvil adam. What did I create the animals for? To serve man. עכשיו שאדם חוטא בהמה וחיה למה? Now that the man is sinning, what do you need animals for in the world? The whole purpose of the animals is to serve mankind. No mankind, no animals. מכל אשר בחרבה מתו. Anything on dry land died. ולא דגים שבים. But not the fishes. דרש רבי יוסי דמן קיסרי. מה דכתיב? What does it mean in the פסוק in איוב? קלו על פני מים תקולל חלקתם בארץ מלמד שהנוח הצדיק מוכיח בהם. הנוח was rebuking the generation ואומר להם עשו תשובה ואם לא הקדוש ברוך הוא מביא עליכם את המבול, otherwise God's going to bring the flood on you. ומקפה נבלתכם על המים כזיקים, and your corpses are going to float on the water like jugs of leather. שנאמר קלו על פני המים, you're going to float on top of the water if you don't make the שובה. ולא עוד אלא שלוקחים מהם כללה לכל בעי עולם. When a person is going to want to curse his friend, that's going to be the mashal. Should happen to you, what happened to Dora Mabul? They're going to use you as the mashal of a curse. Shneimar tikulal chelkatam ba'aretz. You're going to be the paradigm of the curse ba'aretz that the people are going to use if you don't make the shuma. Continue. Lo yifne derech keramim. Well, he will not go via the vineyards. Melamed sheim mifanim derech keramim. What happened? When Noah was warning them about the Mabul, what did they do? They went to the vineyards.
And that's what they were doing.
That's what they were doing. They were working in their fields. They didn't pay attention to them. He was giving them Musar, make the Shuvah, and they're working in their vineyards. Amadlo, it's as if to say, Umi ma'akev. What were they saying to him? They were taunting Noah. Which means, if he can bring the flood, what is he waiting for? Let him bring the flood now already. You're threatening us? Let him bring the flood now. He's bringing it a year from now, so bring it now. Malem, pereda achat yesh li lotzi mikem. There's one tzaddik that still has to come out of you, which is Metushelah. His time wasn't to die yet. You gotta wait till Metushelah dies, because he's not supposed to be done. He's not supposed to be part of the Gezerah. That she says, bottom line in the she. Metushelach at tzaddik yamut kodem v'lo yeh nidoh mechem. That's what God was waiting for. So he said, imken. So already if you're delaying it, lo nefaneh derech keramim. We're not going to make teshuva yet. We'll continue our ways. What did Rashi say? Imken, look at the top line of Rashi. Lo nefne derech keramim. Kolomar. Lo nasur velo nefne et derech keramim. We're not going to go into the place of the vineyards. Ela kol sha'a nelech bahem. Or we're not going to leave the keramim. Kolomar. Imken lo nelech derech kevusha. Velo nechzum sirin. We're not going to return from our bad ways. Ela nelech ve nekalkel ashura. We're going to walk through the vineyards and ruin the path of the vineyards. Are they threatening? Which means already if Metushelah is holding the Peranut back from us, we might as well walk through the vineyards. We might as well ruin our ways.
We have time.
Keep sinning. Darash Rava, my dichti, what does it mean in the Pasuk in Iyov? Lapid booz. Le'ashtut sha'anan. Sha'anan meaning they sat tranquility, thinking bad thoughts. Nachon le'mo'ade ragel. They were waiting, were they prepared? They prepared for a certain time. I was going to explain it. Melamed she'anoach ha-tzadik mukhiyach otam. Noach would rebuke them. Ve'omer lam devarim she'im kashim ke'lapidim. Lapid is like what? Like a fire. We're saying very fiery musav. Ve'ayum be'bazin oto. Lapid booz. He gave them stuff like lapidim. And what they give him back? Booz. Booz is bushot. Amru lo zaken. Old man, tevazu lama. Why are you building this ark? המעלם הקדוש ברוך הוא מביא עליכם את המבול. אמרו, מבול של מה? הוא מבול, what's a מבול? אם מבול של אש, if he's bringing us a firestorm, יש לנו דבר אחר, בעליתה שמה. Certain type of item that's fireproof. It's called עליתה. ואם של מים הוא מביא, if he's bringing us a flood of water, in the arts, maybe if he's bringing it from the ground, yes, we have these metal.
They should give it to British Petroleum.
What is it called? Before you get to your things, what is it called?
Iron plates.
Iron plates. I'm going to cover the ground with it. Shanu mechapim be metaris to stop the flow. Vim in a shamayim, maybe you're bringing from the shamayim. יש לנו דבר ועקב שמו ועם לילה עקש שמו. Well, it's like a sponge. It'll just swallow all the water. Whatever God's going to bring, we were covered. Look at the Rashi. Alita Shema en esh sholet ba. That's it. So, Amar lehem, so Noah says back, Hu mevi meben ekver aglechem. He's going to bring it from between. From what? From your legs. That she says, what do you mean from their legs? B'shechvat zera shelachem yechol lemchot etchem. On your own zera, he could drown you. Shnachalim ben akvira lechem en aregel. Yotzim emash mayim. If God wanted to, he could take water out of your legs. From your feet. Yimaya rotze. What are you going to do now? Yishan lechfot arechem b'ashishiyot. You put these iron plates on your feet? I mean, God can do whatever he wants. He's not going to stop him. Shneemar, nachon mu'adir ragel. Aha. God can punish you from your legs itself. The shechvat zera that comes between your legs. If he wanted to drown you in that. Okay. Tanya, mimea mabul kashim ke shechvat zera. They were hot like shechvat zera. The water, the flood waters were hot. Shneemar, nachon mu'adir ragel. Shechvat zera comes from the legs. It's also hot. Midah keneged midah. So he didn't drown them in Shechvat Zera according to this, meaning he drowned them in water that was like Shechvat Zera, that was hot. Umar of Hazda, Berotchin kilkilu ba'avera. Their sin was Berotchin because they wasted their Zera, which is hot. Uberotchin nidonu. And they were judged in Rotchin. They got the Shechvat Zera, they got the water that was hot. Ketiv, haka, vayashoku amayim. The waters subsided. Uchtivatam v'chamat ha-melech shachacha. And the king's anger subsided. That was by Ahasuerus. So also by the Mabul. It says then the waters of Vayashoku, they calmed from their heat. And they cooled down. And the fact that it says Vayashoku amayim, we learn from over there, they must have been hot. And the fact that it says they subsided, they calmed down. Was after 7 days and the Mabul came on the ground. The Gemara says, what would happen during these 7 days? What was the 7 day delay? Amarav, Elu Yeme Avilut Shel Metushelah. Metushelah died, so they waited for the 7 days of Avilut Lametcha. Shespedan Shel Sadikin Me'akimin Et Hapur'anut Labo. At the time of the eulogies of the Sadiqim, it delays the tragedies to come on the people. Davar acher, neshivat sheshina alem haKadosh Baruch Hu seder bereshit. God turned over the natural order of shesh yemei ma'aseh bereshit. Meaning, the 7 days of bereshit, that order ended. Now God brought a new world order that was against the Shiva'at HaYamim, against the 7 days. Shaita Hamay Yotzit B'Ma'arav V'Shukar B'Mizrach. Wow. During the times of the Mabul, the sun rose in the west and set in the east. So Vayid L'Shiva'at HaYamim, not that the Mabul was delayed 7 days, after Sidre HaTeva of the 7 days was changed. Once they saw already the sun rise in the west, that's it, the change of the world. After the 7 days now, no more standard olam. Becomes a davar acher. Shekava lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu zman gadol, v'achar kach, zman katan. God gave them a chance to make teshuvah. First he gave them a long time, 120 years, to make teshuvah. That's the long time, they didn't make teshuvah. Then after 120 years, he gave them another time, zman katan. God's patient. First 120 years now. Get another 7 days. They still didn't make the Shuvah. Davar acher, l'shivat hayamim, shit'imam me'en ha'olam haba, kedei shid'u ma tova man'u mehem. Oh. After the 7 days means that before the Mabul, God gave them a flavor, Me'ayin Olam Abba. That's going to happen after the 7,000 years of the world. So they'll know exactly what they lost out. He says here, Shekhen, Sha'ar al-Sha'im Shi'amdu l'mishpat l'fnit ayat ha-metin, all the other Sha'im that are going to have judgment, Yiru et ha-sachar ha-gadol shefsidu b'achmat ha-shuktam. They're going to see what they lost. The regular Sha'im, Nam l'gabed ha-mabul, Enam omdim l'din, they're not going to see what's going on atid labo. So therefore, they'll never see what they lost. All the other Sha'im that come up for Ti'at ha-metin, they see Olam Abba, they say, this is what you could have got. But the mabul is not getting up. So they're not going to see what they lost. So God showed them, what's going to happen after 7,000 years? This is what you could have been zocheh to. Give them the flavor of Olam Abba. Alright, the animals now on the boat. 7-7. What does it mean, ish v'ishto? Loyalty in animals. The male goes with any girl, females. Don't ish v'ishto. He'd have a man and wife by animals.
Amar of Shmuel, but Nachman Amar Yonatan, me'otam shelo ne'avda b'hem avera. That's what it means. Ish v'ishto, the ones that stayed loyal to their species. Took from the animals that did not go with other animals. Out of their species, that's just ish v'ishto. They stayed to their species. But how did Noah know that? Menayada. How does he know what species stayed loyal to each other? Amar of Chazdash Shavirah Nefna Teva. He brought them in front of the door of the Teva. Kol Shateva Kol Ateto Biyado Shloni Avda Behem Avera. Bechol Shena Teva Kol Ateto Biyado Shloni Avda Behem Avera. They brought it in front of the door. If the Teva accepted them in, he knows they were good. If the Torah rejected, if the Teva rejected them, no good. Rabbi Abu Amar, Motanab Ba'in Me'elehin. Ah, they came on their own. The animals that came on their own to the Teva. Sounds like it's arguing. You didn't have to put them in front of the Teva. Because Baruch Hu just brought them to Noah. Some put both explanations together. They came on their own. All the animals, whatever the Teva accepted, that way he knew, whatever he rejected, he knew. So God tells Noah, make the Teva from gopher wood. My gopher, Amar of Adam Rib de Berbi Shela, Zum Mavliga, type of wood. The Amlila Gulamish. Okay, type of cedar trees. Sohar. Ta'asil ha-teva. What is the sohar? Amar Rabbi Yohanan Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Le-Noah. Keba ba'abanim tobot u'mergaliyot. Put stones, bright stones. Kedesh yu me'irot lahem kesh sa'orayim. So you'll have light on the teva. Now even though they had a window on the teva, doesn't matter, the window.
So high, the window?
According to this, it could be that a window also. So if you had a window on the teva, it doesn't matter. Because there was no sun or moon during the Mabul. It says it was dark during the Mabul. So even if you had a window, the window is not going to bring any light into the teva. So you still need a light source.
Inside the teva.
The window served just as an entrance and as a door to get in and out, hatch. But it wasn't for light purposes. So he could see if the rain stopped, if it didn't stop. He needed to know what's going on outside, but it didn't serve as a light source. So therefore, he needed Abanim Tovot. Okay, ve'el amat echalena mil ma'ala, right? Which is as the teva went up to the roof, it got narrower, like a incline. So the water just drained off like a roof. The ba'achiu dekaima. That's the way we have a tradition. If you make a roof like that, the water will just drain off. Tachtiim shenim shlishim ta'asena. Ta'asena. Three levels. Tana tachtiim lezevil. The bottom floor was for the garbage. Im sa'im lebehema. Second floor for the animals. Elyonim la'adam. Top floor for the passengers.
Okay, now the Gemara says what happened at the end of the Mabul. Vayshalach et ha'orev. So he sent the raven out to see what's going on. It says vayetzi yatzov vashov. Went back and forth. Just circled the teba. He didn't want to go see what's going on. He just kept on making hakafot around the teba. Amar Ishtakish, teshuvah nitzachat teshivu orev lenoach. When Noach sent them off the teba, he talked back to him. Amar lo, rabbecha soneni ve'ata sinetani. God hates me and you hate me. Rabbecha sonani minat teorin shiv'a minat teme'im shenayim. So you see, God hates the Temeim. He only took from me two species. All the other species, the kosher ones, the Teorim, he took seven. You see, God hates me. And you hate me also. Who are you sending out? You're sending me, I'm in the minority. Instead of sending out one of the seven species, you're sending me out from one of the two species. So you hate me also. Let's say something happens to me and I die outside the teba. Right? Let's say I die from heat. Now I die from cold. There ain't not gonna be any more ravens. Why don't you take one of the seven? Something happens to them, they can still multiply. But you're taking from me, I'm the last raven around. If something happens to me on the outside, there goes the ravens. Wait. Maybe you want to go with my wife, he told him. Amar lo rasha b'mutar li ne'esar li b'ne'esar li lo kol sheken. My wife, who is generally permissible to me, I'm forbidden to be with her on the teba. You, your wife, which is generally asur to me. You think it's going to be permissible to me to go with? Meaning if I didn't go with my wife on the teba, I think I'm going to go with your d'orev, d'orev betah? So Mefarshim say over here, he was hinting to him why he picked him. He says, because all these pieces on the teba went out after Tashmish. But d'orev, he went against it. And he had Tashmish. His wife got pregnant on the teba. That's why he was able to send them out.
So his argument didn't work.
His argument didn't work because he had Tashmish. His wife is pregnant. So even if we lose you, we don't lose anything. Mm-hmm. That's why he sent them. He's a wise guy. Where do we know that they were forbidden to have Tashmish Amita on the Teba? Dichtiv. Ubata el Teba. Ata ubanecha. Boys first. Boys alone. Ata ubanecha. And the girls then. See, girls, boys separate, girls separate. When they came off the teba, what does it say? You and your wife. Now you're permissible again. Your sons and their wives. Good. Three had tashmish on the boat, on the teba. וכולם לקו. היו גם פרש כלב, the dog, ועורב, the raven, וחם. And ham. כלב נקשר. What's the punishment of the dog now? They put a leash around him. They put a chain around his neck. So he doesn't damage. עורב רק. What does he do? He spits? That's how he spits the zera from his mouth into the orif.
He's saying the opposite, the nekeva accepts it in her mouth.
Yeah, so he spits into her mouth. The orif spits the zera from his mouth to her mouth.
Yeah.
Wow, that's what it happens.
Okay.
It's a hadush, that's the way it works. Okay. Ham. Okay, Ham Laka Be'oro became black. Became Kush. Black skinned. couldn't control himself on the teba. Whoa. So Kush was born on the teba, or conceived on the teba. Ham went with his wife. Yeah, from that they came out black. Amazing. Okay, continue. Vayishalach atayona me'ito. Okay, then he sent the dove. Lirot hekalu hamayim. By the raven, what does it say? Vayishalach ataorev. It doesn't say me'ito. By the dove, it says vayishalach atayona me'ito, from him. Amar b'Yirmiyah mikan shedidatan shel ofot teorin im tzaddikim. It's a hana'ah for the birds, the teorim, to live next to the tzaddikim, because they recognize the tzaddikim. So they lived on the top floor. So by shalach teorim mi'ito, kosher birds lived with Noah. Kosher birds can live with the tzaddikim, but the orev didn't live with him. Okay, what does that mean? They recognize the tzaddikim. Okay, v'hine ale zayit taraf befiha. He came back with an olive leaf in his mouth. Amar bil azar. It says v'hine ale zayit taraf. Taraf is lashon teref. Teref is mazon. And piha is his mouth. Amra Yonah lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Yehu mizonotai merurim kezayit. I'd rather my mizonot be bitter like an olive branch, umisurim biyadecha, but coming from you, ve'aliyum mitukim kadevash, and they shouldn't be sweet like honey, umisurim biyad basar v'adam, but coming from a human being. What was he saying? Which is, even though Noah supported all the animals on the Teba, that the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara was saying, I'd rather eat the olive branch, which is bitter, that I got it myself, than to have to be dependent on a human being. So what do you learn from over here? Lamadnu mikan musad. Birds don't get so embarrassed of human beings, and still they'd rather get their panasah from Hashem. People rather not get panasah from each other. They'd rather be independent, self-employed. He says here, they'd rather get a little from God than to run after the extras and luxuries of life and have to stick the hand out to get matanot basar v'adam. If the dove doesn't want to get handouts from Noah, so certainly human beings should want to be self-sufficient. Me'em mashma. So again, so that's what the pasuk is saying. V'hine alezayit taraf befiha. Meaning he was saying, I wish my teref, my mizonot, will be like a zayit, that I'll be able to get it myself. Me'em mashma da'ay teref l'shnad mizonot. How do we know the word teref or taraf is mizonot? Dichtiv hatrifeni lechem huki. Hatrifeni, give me my sustenance, lechem huki, my shi'ur of panasa. Okay, Gemara says, l'mishpechotehem yatzu min ha-teba. What does that mean? They came off the teba, their families. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, l'mishpechotam velohem. Which means what? They came off the teba l'mishpechotam. What does that mean? Oh, they didn't eat from the same trough. Each family was living alone and ate alone. What does that mean? Some say nobody died on the teba. And let's get this to Rashi. What do they want to teach us with this l'mishpechotam? Rashi says, Alma kol chad v'chad b'fnei atzmo haya. Okay. The mishpechotahem.
Each what? Each family of animals? They had their own trough that they ate from. Hard work for Noah. Lemishpechotam velo him. Each species ate from its own trough? Meaning where they put the food.
The Bible says there's a few explanations. Rashi says that they ate from the...
That's what Rashi says, they ate from the same thing.
That Ramah explains his comment to mean each family of the animals left the ark complete. No one died.
No one died, who said that? Okay, one more.
Another explanation, the Gemara states in Cholim that no boneless creature can live longer than 12 months.
Boneless creatures.
Then those boneless species who brought to the ark did not survive to leave 12 months later. Rather, they entered while...
They
were pregnant when the flood started and they had born on the island.
So they were able to live. Amar of Hanna bar Biznam bar Lirabi Amar Eliezer Lishem Rabbah. Okay. Eliezer. That's Eliezer's Evid Avraham. He saw Shem Rabbah. Who's Shem Rabbah? Shem Ben Noah. Ketiv the Mishpechotehem Yatsum in a Teva. Atun Hechavitun. So where were you here? How did you feed everybody in the teba? Everybody ate their own items. Everybody was individualized. So the Ezer Eved Avraham told Shem, how did you do this? He saw him in Olam Abba? He saw him in Olam Azeh. And there was overlapping. And the Ezer saw Shem. He lived a long time, Shem. And then you have Shem Be'ebed, Yeshiva. Anyway, it says, "Atun echen avitu." How'd you make it? Amar le sa'ar gadol ayah lanu b'teva. It wasn't easy on the teva. B'liyash darka l'achila b'yom, echelanu b'yom. Certain animals don't eat in the day, so we had to be up in the day. Shdarka l'achila b'layla. Certain animals only eat at night. Echelun ha'b'layla. We have to stay up all night. There's no sleeping. Hay zekita. There's a certain species called the zekita. It's a little bird. It's like the Slav. Lo abayada abba ma'achra. Didn't know what it eats. So couldn't feed it. Yuma'achad abayati veka palir rimona. One day, my father was peeling a rimon. Nafal tola'ata minna. And a worm fell out of the pomegranate. Achla. All of a sudden the bird came and ate it. Mikan ve'ila kava gavir lechazra. So what he had to do, Noah? Once he found out that he eats worms, he took bran, mixed it in water, wait till it gets all wormy, and then he ate the worms. I mean, he had to give everybody what they needed. Everybody got to prepare a separate menu. And once he figured it out what they ate, now he had to produce it. Arya ishta zinte. The lion got sick. He had fever. So that's why I guess it didn't damage anybody on the boat, on the teba. Damar rav lo batzir meshita velo tefe metresar zayna ishta. So the lion didn't eat. I guess when a person's sick, he doesn't eat. He loses his appetite. So what does he say? Lo batzir meshita. A person go out 6 months with fever and not eat.
The English is days.
Meshita, 6 days.
That's what the English says.
So less than 6 days, no more than 12.
Less than 6 days and more than 12 months.
Days, no more than 12.
English is days.
No less than 6 days, no more than 12 months.
No, 12 days. 6 days or 12 days per fever. No maximum 12 days.
Again, the Amar Rav, lo batzir meshita, not less than 6.
And no more than 12.
In the kachom kal, light fever. Shelo tukal hamimto lazun et ha'olim lemeshe shayamim. Shelo yamut lo mo ma'achim shtem. In the kachom shakol lazun et ha'olim yotem shnem asar yom. So it's minimum 6, maximum 12, you're telling me? That's what a fever is?
Between days and months.
Well, if you say months, then we understand it, because then that's why the lion didn't eat the whole time. He had fever, and therefore he was able to live. That's why he wasn't aggressive on the teva.
Rashi says, "En lechachama kala shelo teyachamim uto yichola lazun shishtemim shelo yamu b'lomacha ve'en lechachama shikola lazun yotom yot bet yamim b'limacha mishtei." Kochken v'ite garz lo pa'om shishay yerche. Atod Rashi brings down that gets say yerche. V'yot femet rasayin zanta shetav ha'eri kai kolomah lo pa'om shishay chodashim v'yotom yot bet chodashim v'lo nehir ali. He doesn't like that pshat. So then what happened to the lion then? Which means you didn't have to feed the lion so much.
Because one time he was late for lunch.
But then say that over here. This thing over here, it had a fever.
That's what happened once.
But that doesn't say that over here. Here it says that he had fever. That he got sick and was nizon from the fever. Okay, one more. Urshina. It's like a bird. This is Shem still talking. He says, my father found it sleeping in its certain quarters on the Teba. Never came out to get its food. You don't want to eat something? So he told him, I said, you're busy. I don't want to bother you. You feel my pain? You shall never die. He blessed him. According to the Midrash, there's a certain bird that lives a long life. What is this called, this bird over here? The Urshina. Unikrachol. Of ze enomet. Lives a long life. Okay. Shnei Amar. Va'omar im kini igva v'chachol arbe yamim. Right. Like a kahol, I will live a long life. All right, we'll stop over here. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.